this. Document shredding services at the UPS store. Because knowing your business's private information is staying private is like a cool, refreshing breeze. Shred with us at the UPS store, where we believe that while every small business has a story to tell, some stories just don't need to be told. Shredding and recycling receptacles and services are provided by Iron Mountain Information Management, LLC. Restrictions and limitations apply. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. Visit theupsstore.com/shredding for details.
With the UPS shredding services powered by Iron Mountain, you could have confidence knowing your private information is staying private. Visit theupsstore.com today to find locally owned store locations in your neighborhood.
When it's over, it's over.
No! We don't want it to end. Nobody does.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the other night when we were at Live Nightclub over in Miami and we were leaving. And I said, I think it's over, girls. And you go,
no!
Yeah, listen to me, girl. All right, anyway, it's almost over. It's Choose Your Time 2018. And, you know, we're almost to our goal of 2,000 new Kias. Folks, don't miss the opportunity. You know what's going on. All over the state, they're talking about this Huge-a-thon deal. And I'll tell you something. I never thought it would be this huge, but it is. And we've seen people from all over. I mean, up in Tampa, we see people coming from Sebring, 2 hours. Or down here in Cape Coral, we have people from Fort Lauderdale coming over. Yeah. I mean, they're coming from everywhere. Arcadia.
No wonder why they love you more than celebrities in Hollywood. Like, they love you more.
They do freak out when they see you.
I've seen it myself. Of course. Who can do this for
them? Can you send me a couple pretty girls? I'm only kidding. I got the prettiest girls in the world with you. I love you, too.
It's all about Huge-a-thon 2018 being huge.
Fusillo Kia.
Your child has Tourette's. He also loves the color yellow and swimming. He likes to draw and has an infectious laugh. He's funny and kind and hates broccoli more than anything. He's always up for a good movie. And you know better than anyone, there's so much more to him than his Tourette's. We invite children and adolescents ages 6 to 17 who are living with Tourette syndrome to see if they may qualify for the T-Force Gold Study. The purpose of this clinical research study is to determine the safety, tolerability, and effectiveness of an investigational medication for Tourette's. An investigational medication has not been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Those who qualify will receive study-related medical exams and laboratory tests at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available. To learn more, visit GoldTouretteStudy.com. That's GoldTouretteStudy.com.
The Brews with Attitude Beer Festival is Tuesday, April 3rd at T. Pepin. Sample over 175 crafts, meet the local brewers, enjoy live music from the Dave Valery Band, and grab a bite from Tampa Bay's best local food trucks. Get your tickets today before they sell out. Go to brewswithattitude.com.
Introducing Dunkin' Duos. Get two of your favorite Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwiches for a great price. The new Dunkin' Duos. Value never tasted so good. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply. Plus applicable taxes.
Now on Blu-ray, watch Matt Damon get small to live large in Downsizing. The hilarious film critics are calling tremendously entertaining and an ingenious comedy. Own Downsizing on Blu-ray today. Rated R from Paramount Pictures. Win it now on theboneonline.com.
Here's your Tampa Bay forecast. Sunny, breezy, then cooler tonight. Overnight low of 62. Sunny and warm tomorrow. High of 82. That's your forecast from the SunToyota Weather Center.
The Mike Calta Show, featured cut of the day. Brought to you by the Golden Diamond Source.
Jay Moore at the Improv.
I'm going to tell you what Buddy Hackett told me about show business.
You want to know a little secret about show business, kid? Oh, to be in Nagasaki when the women shoot a backy and the men say, boo, wacky, boo. That's it. That's really it. Oh, also, Elton John, gay.
That's what he told me. That's what he told me.
That was brilliant.
The Mike Calta Show. Every day, 6 to 10, and on the Bone app. 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Drew Garabo Live is back.
Off the Seth Tuesday playlist, AWOL Nation. Their new CD is Here Come the Runts. This is Handyman. Go see them at Backyard Barbecue with our sister station 97X.
Yeah, great lineup this year.
What do they got?
AWOL Nation, Sir Sly, Dirty Heads, I think Robert DeLong.
Okay. Heard something on the Dove that bothered me yesterday. I was in the shower, which is where I listen to the Dove. And they have this little liner that they play. And they said, here's another song that you'll only hear on the Dove. And then they played Baby Come Back. I said, well, we play that Fridays for Yacht Rock Friday. Is that accurate that you'll only hear that on the Dove? The radio did not answer me. But then I thought, you know what? I'm going to disprove them right now. Here's a song you won't only hear on 105.5 The Dove. Baby, Come Back. Oh, look at that. Hotline. Wonder who that could be. Find out. Who's this?
Hello, this is Coach Taggart.
Well, this is Drew Garabo. How you been, stranger?
Drew, how you doing, buddy?
Man, long time no talk to. I'd ask what you've been up to, but I think I kind of know, right?
Yeah, getting after it.
Man, let's catch up. So we say goodbye to you from Tampa. We watch you go to Oregon. We think, man, happy for Willie. He's landed at a major college football program.
It's nice out there.
It's nice out there. The weather's supposed to be very nice in the Pacific Northwest. We just get settled into that. And then the next thing you know, your dream job falls into your lap. Talk to me about the moment that that crystallized for you, Willie, and the conflicting emotions that you probably went through at the time.
I think we all saw the rumors that were out there, and the rumors had me with plenty of jobs throughout the the fall. I mean,
yeah.
And then when, like I said, when Florida State, when the whole Jimbo thing went down, they started to ramp up, you know, and it was tough because when you're out there, folks wanted answers, and you didn't have any answers to give them,
right?
You know, so you gotta go to the media, go into practice, and you gotta get answer those questions. Well, you really didn't answer the question because you didn't have anything to answer, so you find yourself saying the same thing every time, and if they were going to call, I couldn't wait for Stan to call, and he finally called and wanted to interview, and again, you addressed it with your team, and that was tough, and I was open and honest with our guys, and I explained to them how it was my dream job, and I think if they did call, I owe it to myself and my family to listen. That doesn't necessarily mean I take the job. I mean, things got to be right in order for me to do that, but I was open and honest with our guys just so they would know more than anything and not hear from anyone else. And met with them, liked everything I heard from them and where we were as a program, and talked it over with my family and made a decision that what we were going to do, you know. But it was tough because Oregon was awesome. Our AD was awesome. Our fan base was awesome. Our players were outstanding and only getting better, young, and everything was rolling in the right direction, you know. So that was tough, you know, building relationships. And it was really tough because of Rob Mullins and the opportunity that he gave me and to be able to go back to him and tell him I was leaving. That was hard. And, you know, he was disappointed and understandably so, and relationship with Phil Knight. You know, not often people get a relationship with Phil Knight.
True.
I mean, that was great, but just, you know, disappointing people, you don't ever like to do that, but I told my son, and like my son has mentioned to me, I always told him, I'm always chase your dream and never let anyone get in the way of your dreams. And it was a dream of mine to be the head football coach at Florida State one day, and it came a little quicker than I thought it would.
Yeah, Willie, it strikes me as one of those things where you really don't know what that feels like until you're in that position. And if you had turned down the opportunity at FSU or not even talked about it, probably one of those things that would have weighed on your mind for the rest of your life, because we don't get offered our dream job every day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I really don't think I would have done a great job if I would have turned down this, because I think it would have always been on my mind because of, again, it's somewhere where I wanted to be. No, again, I thought it was going to happen later on in my career, but thing they call life have a crazy way of putting us where we're supposed to be.
Man, doesn't it ever.
In a strange way of getting us there.
And we can't always see it at the time. We can't always see the forest through the trees, Coach Taggart. But I'll tell you what, you're exactly right. Everything aligns exactly the way it's supposed to. And here you are. Football season is rapidly approaching. The head coach of the Florida State University Seminoles. What does that feel like?
Oh, that's big time. You know, just whenever you hear your name associated with that, the head football coach at Florida State University. Like, what are we talking about? You know, like, come on, man. It's big time. I mean, just tell you what, it's really gratifying that you work really hard for something and you're able to accomplish it, you know, and I think that's what all of us, when we have goals and things that we set out to do, and you work really hard and you get yourself in a position to do those things, is always gratifying, and I always thought the world of this place and what it can be and what it is, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and want to continue the tradition that we have here.
What's it like when you walk around the campus with your chest out and your head held high as the head football coach of that? That's got to feel pretty special, right, Willie?
It's different, you know, it's different, you know, life is a little different now. You just don't go about your everyday life like you did before. Everybody recognize you. It's just different. You know, I can't go anywhere without Coach. I had the window up and tinted windows, and the guy still see me in the car. I'm like, you got to be kidding me right here.
It's Tallahassee, Willie. There's not a lot going on up there, man.
but it's love, though. I mean, it's a lot of love, and it's exciting to see the passion that people have for our university and our football program.
Yeah.
You know, even folks that didn't even go to school here, crazy about the nose, and I was one of those folks, you know, so to see other people like that too is just, again, it's gratifying and it speaks for what I've been talking about, how passionate folks are about Florida State University here in the state of Florida.
No question. We are speaking with head football coach for Florida State University, Willie Taggart. Seth Kushner.
Coach Taggart, have you had a chance to talk to Coach Bowden yet? And if so, how did that conversation go?
I did. I answered that question, but hey, Drew, can you say that again? That sounds good.
We are speaking with head football coach for Florida State University, Willie Taggart.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet with Coach Bowden, and it was awesome. Again, growing up a fan of Coach Bowden, and you know, just everything he's done for our university, and I mean, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see the movie The Bowden Dynasty, but to watch that again after growing up and being through it and to see it again, it was awesome, but it makes you just appreciate everything Coach Bowden did for our university, you know, and had a chance to sit down and talk to him and about his time here and the things that he went through, the good, the bad, and just everything, and it was awesome. It was really great to see him smile and excited about our program, and I told him he was always welcome, and if I had to get a parking space for him and whatever we need, so he can park there and he show up whenever he wants. He don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder. I'm gonna ask him what he see.
Willie, what's your measuring stick for success this season? Obviously, you want to compete for a national championship. FSU didn't have the best of seasons last year, and you have yet to not improve a program. Every program you've worked with, you've improved by the year before. Is it national championship or bust this year, or are there more realistic expectations?
It's more realistic. It's doing the thing it takes to get there and to be able to win it. I mean, it was just... for me personally, it's just getting better, you know, and I think as you continue to get better, you ultimately get to where you're trying to go, you know, but if we're not getting better, then it's gonna be hard to get there. I think the ultimate goal is to win a national championship. I think that's the case for most programs out there, and you're at a program where that actually can happen, but there's other things that's got to take place before that can happen, you know, so we want to continue to get better, and getting better can be a lot of different things, you know. We know the standard here and the expectations here, and we're going to try to live up to those every single day. And hopefully if we do those things, we can all get what we want.
Those expectations from the boosters probably a little bit higher at Florida State University than they were at the University of South Florida, I would imagine.
They're higher than most places, but any place. I mean, I think we all know what the expectations are here, and that's what we all signed up for. And so, like I said, that's what we're working for every single day. Championship on the field, off the field, and in life. So that's what we all signed up for when we all decided to come to Florida State University. So let's go, baby.
Willie, you're a relationship guy, and when you look back at the young men that you've coached and mentored through the years, who are a couple of the ones that you take great pride in that might be playing in the pro stay or even doing something in the business world today where you were able to kind of shape them and inspire them?
You know, I would hate to just name a guy and forget some of the guys.
Sure.
I don't think that'll be fair. But it's just all of them, you know. They all are special, and it's really great when they all, some of them call back or reach back out to you and tell you how much they appreciate you for what you've done for them. And I think when you get those calls, that just lets you know as a coach you're doing the things that you're supposed to do as a coach, you know, and changing and affecting the lives of young people, you know. So I think whenever you, for me, when I see one of the guys that I coach, he's graduated and he's working and he have a family and doing things the right way, again, those are always my favorites.
Seth Kushner, something for Willie Taggart, head football coach from Florida State University.
Coach Taggart, what do you want to say to Tampa Bay, to all those USF fans that might have been a little angry at you for leaving, but now they just miss you? What do you want to say to those fans listening, Coach?
Oh, I still love them too, and I appreciate them. You know, they've been part of this journey and helped part of this ride, and I'm forever in debt to them. And I appreciate them being upset too, because that means I did a good job. Like, get out of here.
Better be sad to see you go. Well, listen, my sister went to FSU and FSU Law. That didn't make me a Seminoles fan. Her husband, one of my best friends, my brother-in-law, can't fault him for his taste in women. He graduated FSU and FSU Law. That did not make me a Seminoles fan. But this season, if you'll have me, I am ready to carry the spear. I am ready to go to games at Doak Campbell and embrace the Florida State University as my premier choice for college football, if that's all right with you,
hey,
Coach.
Drew, you know you my man, baby. You know you my man, so I want Drew riding with me.
Well, I'm riding with you, sir. I'm riding with you, win or lose, and I know it's going to be win. Willie, I always appreciate the time. If you're having a good season, then you know we're your good luck charm, and we'll touch base with you again. And if not, we'll leave you the hell alone, my dude.
No, I appreciate you guys, and have a great day if you want to, baby.
I sure do. Take it easy, Willie, all right?
All right.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. How exciting is it for FSU football this year?
It's crazy.
I don't know if they need you.
They don't need me.
Like they need Willie. I don't know if they need you with
the
spear and Doak Campbell and all that.
No, they don't. When does college football start? What month?
Was it late August?
Well, it's springtime. We're getting ready for all the springtime games, the Garnet versus the Gold game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in for all that. I'm going to go to a game in Doak Campbell this year.
You should. And you can camp out at my parents' house. We can hear the games and the practice from our living room.
Wow.
Yeah, that close.
And Tallahassee in the fall is so beautiful, all the foliage, and I think I'm ready. I'm ready to go up there for a game.
So on Saturdays, you're gonna go to Tallahassee.
Just one Saturday.
Just one, okay.
Yeah, I want to go up there for one game, one of the lower games, like a lesser game.
No, you got to go to the big game to have the full experience.
Okay.
When you want to see Willie win his biggest game?
Yeah.
Well, you got some bumble broads up in Tally. There's got to be other reasons to go up there.
What's a bumble broad?
A bumble broad.
Yeah, one of the bees.
Oh, bumble broad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No, I just want to go with my brother-in-law and like we can tailgate.
You're gonna swipe when you're up there, right?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I do when I'm in a new city now.
In the college town. Imagine what that'll be like.
Oh man, Drew was so excited in Atlanta. He said he had never.
Dude, the minute we land, I just start looking at Bumble, and there are girls everywhere swiping on me.
Yeah.
There must be no dudes in Atlanta, Georgia.
You do any Atlanta dirty talk?
No. Oh, okay. No. Once they find out that you're from, Tampa, not Atlanta, they're no longer interested in a long-term relationship.
You think Oregon, you think they're mad at Willie for leaving out, what was it, 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Every other coach has done this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how the business works.
I don't know. I'd be interested to hear from, if there are any Oregon fans out there, how they feel about it. I know USF, you had no reason to be mad at the dude. He rebuilt your football program. Drew Grabba Live, who's this?
This is Joey.
Hey, Joey, what's up?
Hey, I want to invite you to come up and watch a real football team with me up in Gainesville.
Ew, gross. No.
Florida Gators, baby.
I'm sorry. You. It might sound like I'm the kind of guy who has sex with farm animals on the radio, but I'm not into that, dude. I appreciate it very much. That's nice of you. But I'm a Seminoles fan, tried and true. I'm Garnet and Gold all the way.
They don't want you.
They know. They want me.
I don't think they do.
They want.
No,
me.
They don't need you. They don't want you.
They want.
I thought you were a Golden Knight.
Yeah, I went to UCF, but I my heart bleeds Garnet and Gold.
Hey, look at that all-time record, baby. The Gators own them.
All-time doesn't matter. All I care about is what's happening now. Who won last year, FSU or UF? I don't know. I really
don't
know.
Down year for both of them.
Oh, okay.
Let's move forward.
So you FSU had a down year last season.
Yeah, we lost our quarterback in the first game.
What, 7-5 or something like that?
Yeah, down enough to fire the coach, yeah.
Right. So then this year they're primed for a rebuild. Willie takes them to what, 10-3? 11-2?
That sounds better.
National championship contention?
Well, you're only in it for the national championship?
No, I'm in it because as long as Willie's there.
Okay. So how many games do they have to lose off the bat for you to be off the bandwagon?
Oh, I won. I'm ride or die Willie. You heard him. He said I'm his dude. You heard that, right?
Well, yeah. Just because you're his dude personally doesn't mean that you'll be a good fan to his football team.
No, I am. I am an undying fan.
The actual quote was, Drew, you're my man, baby.
Yeah.
Is that you're my man, baby, or you're my man, baby?
You're my man, baby.
No, yeah, you're my man, baby.
There's a comma that you guys aren't pronouncing there. It's a
you're my man, baby.
No, he's saying you're my man, baby. Not you're my man, baby.
Yeah, no, you're my man, baby.
I'm not. I am a man, baby, but I am not his man, baby.
Well, John's gonna put it on the computer for you after the show, so you can play it whenever you want forever.
Thank you, because I'm his man, baby. Man,
you
baby.
Bet.
You're not going to watch 1 minute of
every single FSU game.
The third game of the year might be a good one for you Florida State's playing Syracuse. You and Cam Lynch can hook up, put a little wager on the line.
Now we're talking. And Cam's back in town, too. Who's the first game against FSU?
Virginia Tech.
Okay. All right.
And that would be, September 3rd?
All right.
In Tallahassee.
All right. I'm there. Florida State, by the way, just retweeted retweeted the interview tweet. So thank you to Florida State University, and welcome all Noles. Welcome all fellows Noles fans.
So what about USF? Yeah, you know the team that you enjoyed when Willie was here. What about UCF, your alma mater that you said were the national champs last year? We're turning our back on that.
Yeah, there's one team in Florida, and that's the Florida State University. Drew Graba live. Who's this? Hello. Oh. Sounds so natural. Hello, go ahead, caller. Okay. When we come back, how do you offend the Easter Bunny? We ask ourselves that every single year. How do we offend the Easter Bunny? A lady managed to do it, and she found herself on the wrong side of the law. Ladies out there, if you can think of something that would offend an Easter Bunny, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You mean like insulting the Easter Bunny to his or her face?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny, a guy or a girl?
Well, I mean, it's probably a guy under there. You don't see a lot of girls dressing up as mascots.
I would think that there's a lot more girls that are Easter Bunnies.
Oh, no.
If you tell your kids the history of the Easter Bunny, you might not be down with that.
Gross. So we'll come back and you'll find out how you can offend the Easter Bunny and give away some fantastic prizes next on Drew Garabo Live. If you're a business owner and you're stuck in a contract for internet and phone service from Frontier Fios, well, then you are stuck with slower internet and more expensive prices. But don't worry, I can help you out. Switch to Spectrum Business. You'll get 100 meg internet that's up to 4 times faster than Frontier Fios and reliable business voice. Plus, you'll save money every month. And Spectrum Business will buy out your current contract. That's right. Spectrum Business will help you get out of your contract so you can switch over to superior internet and voice services. And unlike Frontier Fios, Spectrum Business doesn't require you to sign a contract, and they don't charge you extra taxes or fees either. There really is no reason to stay with Frontier Fios. So call 855-247-1961. Make the switch to Spectrum Business today. That's 855-247-1961.